Let's talk a little bit about APL and sort of what's been going on there in the last couple of years.
Well, that's also a very, very dramatic disease. I travel a little bit. Sometimes I'll get a taxi or driver and say, like, what do you do? Oh, I'm a cancer doctor. Or what type of disease? Oh, I'm a leukemia doctor. Oh, my God, they all die. And I'm thinking, you know, no. It's amazing. You know, we're making these little step-by-step improvements. And, you know, of course, CML is the poster child, but APL is really an amazing story. And out of this data, I'm very proud to say, is coming out also from the MD Anderson. So yesterday, I was with one of my patients who's now 3 or 4 years out with like 10 consecutive negative PCRs for PML, RAR alpha rearrangement. And she's asking me, what happens if it comes back, etc. I tell her, mom, you've never seen chemotherapy for this disease. This lady was treated with a program with all transretinoic acid and arsenic trioxide. So I think that this is really amazing. You know, we have
I'm
now...
I'm curious, can you talk a little bit more about that woman? I always like to hear about individuals and sort of how that goes. She was diagnosed 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And she was treated as part of a trial?
Yes.
What happened as she was treated? How did she present?
Actually, she's a very interesting person. She's related to a very politically strong family here in Texas, very nice people from West Texas in the roots of the community, very humble people. But, you know, we're a state institution. So she comes into the ER.
How old is she?
She's a young lady. She's in the mid-30s. And a very exceptional person. And, you know, the president of my institution gets involved. I happened to be on call that particular day. So you try to do your best. And then we were very happy when she was found to have APL. Now, one of the key things that we're learning is that you can stratify APL patients. So there's very nice data from different groups like Dr. Talman, the Spanish Pethema group, our own data. So you can basically predict high risk versus low risk. Most patients will be in the low risk category. So these are people with lower white counts, etc. Unfortunately for her, she was in this low risk category. So she had a very smooth induction approach with ATRA and arsenic trioxide.